Hi, this is Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Welcome back to another, welcome back. Welcome.
Welcome.
For the beginning part.
Just, wow, just welcome.
This is A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. This is Skid Row Studios. We have Under the Gun Records here today.
Yes.
We're going to have so much fun with them. We're playing the Newlyweds game.
Newlyweds game.
It's going to be great, but we're going to interview them first. Right now, though, we have Alex found an article for me.
Yeah, I found an article on Spin Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about Coachella. We all go to Coachella. We all go to all those...
8 years.
Have you been to Coachella 8 years?
8 years in a row.
That's impressive.
I camp. I do the whole thing.
Ugh. Well, it turns...
She's a trooper.
I am a trooper. It is painful, let me tell you.
It's painful in so many ways.
Yeah.
It turns out that Coachella this year made more money than ever. It made $78 million.
Chump change.
From last year...
68. They went up 10 mil.
Yeah. I mean, they did...
In a year.
Yeah, 2 weekends, but last year was 2 weekends, too. So we found an expert to tell us about it.
I'm curious to hear from this expert.
Expert. Yeah. Do we have you on the line?
Who is this expert?
Wait, we have an intro for him.
Oh, let's hear it.
Oh.
Wow. And now we're going to talk to a stool pigeon. Amazing. That dirty rat bastard. It's phenomenal.
Expert, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, I'm Gulliver Byron.
Gulliver Byron?
Yes, it's Gulliver Byron.
Your parents actually named you Gulliver?
Your pretentious parents.
Do you live in a world of small people and you're a giant?
I don't really know what you mean by that. So
why did Coachella make so much money this year?
You guys and your jokes. Well, have you seen the lineup for any Coachella festival? I mean,
wait, are you gonna give us the lowdown on the lineup for next year?
Yes. I mean,
you're gonna give us a sneak peek of what's coming up this year.
As much as I can. I mean, we all know Swedish House Mafia. Yeah.
Swedish House Mafia.
Well, you know, it is going in that EDM direction, Coachella. So that doesn't surprise me. Sahara 10 is leaking out.
Exactly. So better music, better money, more money. We're good.
Wait,
so
did you say better music with the Swedish House Mafia?
Yes, he did. Who else is on the bill?
Better music, better money. We also have Dash Berlin.
What?
I mean,
Dance Berlin.
He's another DJ.
Moving right along. Of course, Avicii.
Why is he? I'm sorry, is that funny?
Music is just, you got, are you experienced, and then you got Avicii. You got, maybe Skrillex.
Did you just compare Avicii to Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced?
No, there's no comparison. I mean, Avicii obviously takes it, but.
Yeah, I mean, I can see how hard pushing buttons is compared to owning at guitar.
Who else is going to be
exactly.
there?
Exactly. No, she makes a valid point. I mean. It's one thing to actually play these instruments, but I think what people of this generation really see is, people like him, and they're just inspired to just push buttons, and it's more about appearances. I mean,
okay, well,
your money looks better. Go ahead.
We're a rock show here. Is there any rock lineups?
Yeah, who do you have that's going to play some real instruments and rock
style.
Out?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you guys say rock, but, I mean, like, are you guys... All right. How do you guys feel about Smash Mouth?
are they still?
Go ahead and kill me, you cocksucker!
I mean, All Star.
I get it. Are you still like cock and Smash Mouth sucker?
Hey now, you're an All Star.
Who else, man? Who else is on that lineup?
All right. So real quick, all right. Serious punk rock fans, get ready. Dead Kennedys, with Rome.
Dead Kennedys with Rome.
Oh my
from
God.
Sublime?
Yes, he was with them for a little bit, you know.
And now
Rome
he's playing
is really whoring himself out right now.
He left the LBC, he went to the Bay, Dead Kennedys, Rome. Also, on the same bill, we have FLAG, Flag. Right.
Flag.
With Rome. With Greg also Ginnon. With Rome.
With Rome?
Also with Rome.
With Rome.
Rome's busy.
Rome is doing that, too?
Is he their new singer?
Yes. I mean...
He's going to sing all those great Black Flag songs.
It's just two Romes. It's... What more can you...
Well, thanks. I don't think you really taught us
thanks,
shit.
Thanks, Gulliver. I think I hate you just a little bit.
I think
bit.
I hate Coachella a little bit more as well.
I mean, I
How
think...
How do you hate Coachella?
Smash Mouth.
You guys, your music show that hates Coachella?
I'm just saying Smash Mouth as the retro headliner. I don't know if the world can get down with that.
Also, if you guys can hashtag Chella instead of Hella, nobody's saying Hella anymore. If you could hashtag Chella.
Oh, you are, we're done talking to you now. That is just, you are fired.
Oliver Byron, it's been nice. This is a Pint of Cacophony. Let's play some Slipping into Darkness. This song's new. And then come see in Coach Whips. I'm going to bring Under the Gun Records in here.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
To you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
Yeah. Dude, I had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fuque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Under the Gun Records!
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Patronello. This is Skid Row Studios, and I have Under the Gun Records sitting in front of me. How you guys doing?
Really hot, dude.
We got Everett and Janelle here. Yeah, it's hot as balls in here. Not only did we have a humid day, but the air conditioner is on the fritz. But I feel like we can sweat together and we can bond over that.
Definitely.
All right, we can find Under the Gun Records at underthegunrecords.com. But you guys are a record label, and we play a lot of stuff you guys have put out. Just what made you guys decide to start your own label?
I don't know. It was just an idea I had in high school. I met her in high school, and I ran it by her, and it was something she wanted to do as well. So I don't know. We just wanted to be associated with something or music we like a lot. And have our name on it one way or another. So that's basically what...
So you decided by starting a label, you get to do that thing.
Yes, exactly.
How much work goes into running this label?
A lot. A lot of work, a lot of money. More money than work.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Break that down for us. Like, what's a day in the life of, like...
Of running your own label.
Running, let's see, well, I don't work, so that's all I do. It's emailing people, packing orders, ordering stuff. It's a pain in the ass, but it's fun.
That's all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's what you're doing, what you love, just like we are here.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Right on. So, but does being a couple, you guys are a couple.
Yes.
Ooh. And so you're a couple and business partners. Does that drive you guys crazy or what? What's the deal?
You want to take this one?
She's like, he has to drive me bonkers.
he leaves the toilet seat up and he procrastinates.
Well, sometimes it does. Like, sometimes we will, like, or I notice I'll let the label kind of, like, interfere with, like, our personal relationship, which I know isn't fair, but I'm a woman, so I feel like I get that right.
That's how we run shit.
That's how we roll. That's good, though. Because we get a lot of bands sending stuff to us, and especially for our other job, too, we get a lot of people asking, like, what does it take? We are trying to get signed, or we're trying to get airplay. What do you guys look for when you're signing a band?
Ooh. I don't know. I don't know. That's a hard question.
Do you, like, shuffle through the mess and, like, wait for something to pop, or...
Dude, surprisingly, we have no mess. Like, we don't get shit, really. We've maybe gotten 4 demo submissions in
Seriously?
The 3 years we've been a
so
label.
So, do you guys seek it out?
Yeah, that's exactly what
so we're... So, you guys are the hunters.
Yeah.
So, what if me and Dan are a band? How would you approach us? How would you try to convince us to sign with you?
Well, I feel like What's first they would start with a massage.
Possibly.
And then maybe some whispering ending, right? And some smooth talking. I guess that's how I'd like to be approached. I don't know.
Dinner first.
But how do you guys do it?
It's actually mostly email. Majority of our bands are out of, like, the city, out of the state.
Yeah.
So it's all email. It's just like, yo, dude, this is what we do. We'll give you this much. We'll press this much. What do you think?
So what do? They send you their masters, and then you work on distribution, and...
Yeah, we actually have distribution with Cobraside in Glendale.
I love Cobraside. We're really good friends with all the guys over at Cobraside.
Yeah, they're our exclusive
Great fucking people.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They've definitely made this year a lot more successful for us.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. What formats do you guys normally work with?
Cassette?
Yeah, usually cassette. We've been talking about vinyl a bit more, but it
why
gets so
cassette?
Pricey.
Oh, that's it's all because of pricing.
Yeah, it's really cheap.
Because I've noticed a lot of independent labels are starting to go to that cassette trend.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a whole revival with it right now.
Yeah, it's all thanks to Burger. Burger were the dudes to bring that back, and they helped us release our first record, so yeah.
Boom, there you go.
Under the Gun Records!
Time to print a bunch of cassettes. So currently, whose cassettes are you guys about to put out, or the hot ones to grab?
The hot ones, let's see. Joy, yeah. Joy from San Diego, that band fucking shreds.
Do they?
Fuck yeah, they do. They're on their shit, man. They have a new record coming out, final release on TP.
TP
was nice enough to let us reissue that on cassette or release that on cassette.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And Nick Turner from Hawkwind.
Yeah.
Has some stuff on there.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And dude, it cooks.
So it's the Joy. Who else?
Joy. We have
Billions and Billions.
Yeah, Billions and Billions from Portland. Another shredder. Who else?
You guys got a lot of John Dwyer stuff, the OC's,
Coach Whips.
Yeah, we
have tons of Dwyer coming.
We just played The Witch by the Coach Whips.
Yeah, exactly.
That's on something you guys are putting out.
Yeah, that's on Double Death. We're putting that out later this year on cassette. We're also doing two more OC's cassettes. We're putting out the Singles Volume 3 and the Moonsick EP.
Right.
And two more Coach Whips records.
I believe so.
Hands on the Controls and Get Your Body Next to Mine. Comes out August 19th. Completely remastered. It sounds fucking awesome.
Nice,
just putting
man.
That out there.
That's great. So where do you guys operate out of? Is it your home or do you have a storefront?
We have a bedroom.
You have a bedroom?
Yeah. A bedroom in Monterey Park.
Yeah.
And a laptop for the emails?
Yeah, two laptops.
So you really are mixing business with pleasure.
Yep. Yeah, it's like bed with a mountain of tapes next to it.
Exactly. Yeah. So you do all the packaging and all that stuff.
It's all done by us. If it's slow, I'm sorry, but I can only do so much.
You're only one man.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you see as goals for Under the Gun?
Oh, shit.
Like maybe this year and then like long term?
This year, we want to press a record. Mm-hmm. There's this band from San Diego called Artifact.
Mm-hmm.
Some members of Joy. So that shreds. And that's a goal, to put that out on vinyl. Long term, what do you think, Janelle?
Moving it out of the bedroom, maybe.
That would be nice. That'd be a good start. But
looks like you guys are well on your way to that, though.
Yeah, personally, like, I'm not in the label just to, like, make a huge profit or anything. I feel like as long as the label's able to pay for itself, I'm perfectly happy with it. Like,
you're cool with breaking even, so to speak.
Yeah,
yeah.
As long as we put out what we love, and for everyone to listen to, I'm cool.
That's
sweet.
Solid.
I mean, it's for the people by the people.
Exactly.
I feel like that's what we are. I mean, like right now we're kind of breaking even, but Jesus Christ, we have fun every fucking Monday.
We do.
And we get to talk to the coolest people doing the coolest things in Los Angeles and around the area, just like you guys. And it's a pleasure to have you guys here.
Thank you.
First off, it's a pleasure to be here, man.
Thank you for having us.
No, it's just great that most of the guests that we bring through seem to have that same attitude. And I fucking love bonding with people over those reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I want to jump across this table and give you guys some hugs. I just want. Oh, God, I got the hugs coming.
Dan's a good hugger, too.
I give amazing hugs. You will not feel the same afterwards. You're going to forget your troubles. You're going to go right back to 4 years old. It's going to be good stuff, I promise you.
It's pretty magical.
During the break, we'll take care of the hugs.
Get out, dude.
But since you guys are a couple, we're playing the Newlyweds game after this next song break.
Oh, it's happening.
I'm sure you guys are nervous, and I hope you are, because you've got every fucking reason to be nervous.
Yeah, you're going up against not only Anthony and Cheyenne, who
they take it every time. Cheyenne's our production assistant every single time.
Their anniversary as well.
Oh, happy anniversary.
But even scarier than that, you guys are going up against Dan and Alex.
Me and this lover from another mother.
Love that.
You don't even know. You're up for it. This is A Pint of Coffee. Let's play some tunes. We'll be right back with Under the Gun Records.
Fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Viceroy, early in the morning. This summer, Quentin Tarantino presents Under the Gun Records.
Have you lost your fucking mind?
You're making a terrible mistake. I'm not gonna let you make it.
Come on, guys. Nobody wants this. We're supposed to be fucking professionals.
Larry, look. It's been quite a long time. A lot of jobs. There's no need for this, man. Let's just put our guns down and let's settle this with a fucking conversation.
Joe, if you kill that man, you die next. I repeat, if you kill that man, you die next.
Larry, we've been friends, and you respect my dad, and I respect you. But I will put a fucking bullet right through your heart. You put that fucking gun down now.
God damn you, Joe. Don't make me do this.
Larry, stop pointing that fucking gun at my dad.
Eggs.
Idiot.
Liquor of salmon fried fish.
Moron.
Raider of the lost fart.
Rump roast.
Liquor of dirty chicken butts.
Butt fish.
Soiler of towels.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. You just heard Mac DeMarco, Froth, and Mr. Elevator, and The Brain Hotel. We're here on A Pint of Cacophony with Under the Gun Records. Everton, Janelline, how you doing? Janelle.
Good.
Yeah, you guys fun? You guys having a good time?
Yeah, dude.
You ready for the Newlyweds game?
I think so.
Are you?
I don't know.
Well, here goes nothing.
Is Alex ready for the Newlyweds game?
Hey, welcome everybody to the Newlywed Show, brought to you by those freaking mooks from A Pint of Cacophony. Those crazy mooks, those guys, right? Right?
Welcome to the Newlyweds game. This
is
A Pint of
Cacophony.
That
was totally Sean Say.
Yeah, that was Sean Say. Thanks so much. These fucking guys, right?
These fucking, I love Sean Say. That's awesome. All right.
Let's do this thing.
So, Newlyweds game. Here is how this is going to work. I will go through all of you and ask the question, and you have to tell me what your answer is. If you get it wrong, there will be punishments.
No.
Yes. And then whoever loses the game, we have a doozy for you. We do. But so here's how it's split up. We have all the couples except for me, because I'm all alone in this world and I do not have a significant other. So I got picked to host the game.
Hey. We're all tired of hearing about how alone you are. Can we play the game?
Hurry up.
I'm crying inside right now.
Just start.
Can you just start the fucking game?
You have Alex and I have nobody.
Really old.
All right. You know what? You don't know what it's like to be alone, Cheyenne. Suck my dick. All right.
Wow.
That's why I'm alone. All right. Question number one. We are going to start with Dan and Alex. If your significant other could be married to a movie star, who would they choose? Dan.
I want to hear his first.
All right, Alex.
Richard Dreyfuss.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
From Jaws?
Yes.
I would Jaws bone reference. The shit out of him in a wetsuit.
There you go. That's why I chose him.
All right.
Is that what you put, though?
No. Well, for him, I wrote... he would choose Michael J. Fox post-Parkinson's.
Wow, dude.
Dude, that's me. Post-Parkinson's. You got that wrong. So you guys both suck.
No points.
No points.
No points. And
ouch.
Your punishment.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. Your punishment. Let's do decisions. What's a secret that you've kept from your significant other?
Oh, okay. You go. Wait, from him?
Yeah, what secret have you kept from Alex?
There's someone else, Dan.
Fuck!
There's somebody else. I'm sorry.
I can't even.
Kiss me.
Fuck you! Those lips. I don't know where they've been.
With the other man.
It's
what's
what the fuck, man? I thought we had
what's your
something.
Secret? What's
I don't even.
You can't top that.
I was gonna say I'm the one who clogs the toilet.
Oh. Sorry, man. Sorry.
All
Let's
right.
continue.
Jesus.
The other man is Charles, too.
Oh, it is Charles. Hey, Charles. Go ahead.
And it made me feel like a piece of shit!
Is that the Tourette's guy?
That's what I feel right now. Yeah. All right, let's do Cheyenne and Anthony. Same question.
He would pick Cher when she was younger.
What?
Ooh, oh, that's good.
Oh, my
that's
gosh, she's one. Right.
That's one.
Really?
No, sure. I can't get that
look,
wrong.
Okay, look. Ever since Burlesque came out, that's what just like.
But she's older than Burlesque.
Yeah, I know. That's what I didn't get either.
And also the mask.
The mask?
She was sure wasn't in mask.
That's no, Cameron no, Diaz.
No. You guys are thinking of the mask with Jim Carrey.
I know what mask is.
Oh, okay.
Just where mask. The boy has a messed up face.
Just mask.
Okay. Oh, the elephant man.
Yes.
Dude. Okay.
That one.
All right. So who do you think Cheyenne would want to marry?
I don't know his last name.
Okay.
But I know his first name starts with Ryan.
Ryan Gosling?
No, Ryan Philippine or something like that.
Oh, Ryan Philippe?
Oh, hell yeah.
Ryan Felipe.
Right? Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
Ryan Philippe sandwiches.
Yes.
Happy ending.
Downtown.
All right, so you guys.
Excellent lamb.
So you guys have a point. Good for you.
Fuckers.
What do we win?
Nothing yet.
What do we win?
You have my respect as a single gal in this
room. Is it me, you?
Jessica, go back to your cave.
Get out of here. We don't want you here. Just kidding.
You know, I feel really left out right now. All right. Now it's time for Under the Guns. Janelle.
I
same question.
Ellen Page.
Oh, interesting.
Really?
She right over?
That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Oh, God. And what do you think Janelle wants? Who do you think she wants to marry? Other than you, of course.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
girl,
yeah.
Fuck. She's like, fuck yeah.
Good choice.
Oh, shit.
All right. Point for you guys, too. And can I have a point just because... Just because I'm...
No. Just for looking.
You don't have a team, though. You don't have a partner.
I have nobody.
Jesus Christ.
For my own.
Do the next question, Jessica. You're here working. Come on.
Where is Chris from Bodegas when I need him?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Hey, Chris.
He played the beach party with the bitches.
If Chris from Bodegas were here, we would be making out in a corner, and you would have to host the fucking game on your own.
Bitch!
All right, fine. Here it is. Dan and Alex.
Yes.
When you first met, Dan will do you first. When you first met your significant other, what would they say was the one thing that first caught their attention?
Oh, my God.
Let's see.
He said that today.
All right.
So what do you
we had this conversation earlier.
Dan, what do you think Alex noticed first about you?
My enormous sack. Not the schlong, just the bag.
The bag, the package?
The bag, the baggage.
The baggage.
The coin purse.
The baggage.
Alex, is he right? Is that the first thing you noticed?
Correct.
We got one! We got one point!
It's tied up now. All right, but now...
I don't get this point system.
It's flawed.
So if he gets it wrong, they still get a point.
No, but he got
it
right.
No, this is our first point.
We have to verify,
this
basically.
Is our first point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you write?
That's something you noticed about me?
Mm-hmm.
My eyes.
Yeah. That it's motherfucker.
True. I noticed that, too.
They said that earlier today. We were having this conversation.
I always, you know, I look for... I have nice eyes, just if anyone's interested.
Asshole!
Jessica, can you just move on to the next question, please?
Next question.
Okay, actually, no, you guys are trying to fucking...
Oh, it's my turn.
It's Diane's turn. Same question.
Okay, so what I first noticed about him?
What do you think he first noticed about you?
Oh, about me? I think it was either my eyes, my smile, or my hair. Can I win? Okay.
Wait, what?
I know. Okay,
settle.
All right, I'm going to go with eyes.
Your eyes.
Anthony, was her eyes the first thing you noticed about her? Yes.
It was her eyes and her hair.
Okay, fine.
See, 2 out of 3.
All right. Same question for you, Anthony.
My hair and my lips.
Is he right?
Oh.
All right, so you guys get another point.
It was definitely the lips.
You know you like these lips, Dan.
Don't you ever talk about my dick without our permission!
All right.
Tourette's guy's killing it tonight.
Do you have fuck salt on there?
I might. I gotta look.
We have a bunch of them.
Would it surprise me if he does? All right, Under the Gun Records. Janelle, same question.
My butt.
Ooh. Yeah. Is she right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Right. Everett, what do you think Janelle is the first thing that Janelle noticed about you?
The color of my butthole.
Oh.
I'm kidding. No, that's an answer. That's an answer.
He just forfeited a point.
It's perfectly bleached.
No, I heard that I look like a dick for a while, so I'm going with that.
It is true. He looked like an asshole.
I could see that.
Yeah.
So basically,
so
Dan and Alex,
you guys are losing.
We're always losing.
All right. Is this what, Alex, should this be the final question?
I think so.
Sure.
Why not? Okay. I mean, this game is starting to depress me, so I'm feeling a little. I'm so.
Hello.
That depressing?
It is.
Looking for.
Don't sing.
Shh.
You can't just kidding, sing it. It ruins it.
Take it home already.
I just really want to cuddle with somebody.
Take it home already.
You want a pillow?
Okay. Let's do. Let's see. If you won the instant jackpot for $500, which isn't, I mean, I don't know how much of a jackpot that is, but what would your spouse do with it? What would your significant other do with it? Dan.
He would buy me $500 worth of pool noodles for our underwater sex games.
No.
I can't believe that you guys are really talking about him alone.
Really? Alex? No.
You don't understand us.
No, that's wrong.
That is wrong. Yeah, I figured. Alex, what about, what do you think Dan would get for you?
He'd take me out to dinner. $500 dinner.
I could have stopped calling people dicks.
No way, man.
No.
Both you guys both suck.
We suck.
we kind of do.
All right, Cheyenne, Anthony.
Okay, well, we can't save money for the life of us, so we'd go out shopping and spend it all.
Is she right?
He's like, yeah, whether elected or not.
All right, fine. What do you think?
Same damn thing.
God, you guys are disgusting. All right, Under the Gun Records, Janelle.
He'd either buy records or movies.
Is she right?
Yeah, records.
All right. And then what do you think Janelle will get for you, Everett?
She'd put it towards a car.
Oh, yeah. Responsible.
That's the only responsible answer I've heard all fucking day.
That's the way to go. All right. So here's the deal. Dan and Alex, you lost.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Punishment. Fuck out of here.
It's okay. Punishment. Hey, it's okay. You guys all proved your love to each other, which is beautiful.
There will be
We've got some shit we got to work on, and it's obvious.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll make it.
No, you guys have some issues, but you will be punished. When we come back, we're going to dish out the big punishment for you guys.
I think we have it ready right now.
Do we? All right, so here is your punishment. You need to prank call Purgatory Pizza. We love Purgatory Pizza. Some of our favorite bands, including Criminal Hygiene, work there during the day. You need to call them and say that you left their wallet there because you were boning each other, Alex and Dan, in the bathroom, and you need to say that one of the criminal hygiene guys said it was okay. Blame it on Fiore.
Fiore said it was fine.
All right, yeah.
No, I got it. Let's get it ringing.
It's going to start ringing right now.
All right.
Here we go.
Hopefully they're open.
They should be open. It's only 9:40. Purgatory Pizza.
Purgatory
Pizza. Hey, Criminal Hygiene's in town this week.
Are they?
Get back on tour.
Let's go to that. Let's do that.
It's not working.
All right. Why don't we play our next song, and then we'll get the phone call ready, and we'll do our punishment.
It better be good. I'm just saying. Otherwise, there's going to be like whippings in it for you.
It'll be good.
Miss, I'm Lieutenant Frank Drebin, and this is Captain Ed Hawken, Police Squad.
Is this some kind of a bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes, but we need to ask you some questions about Under the Gun Records. We'll be right back. this summer. It's Under the Gun Records with Clint Eastwood.
I know what you're thinking, Paul. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Now to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But this being a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've gotta ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I got to know.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I was just wondering if you can do me a favor and check in your bathroom. I think I left my wallet in there. Me and Alex, we're kind of fooling around in there, and we had sex, and I think I left my wallet in your bathroom.
In the bathroom?
Yes.
The men's room or the women's room?
The men's room.
All right, I will check the men's room.
Thank you. Fiore said it was okay.
Look like
it's a black wallet.
Okay, all right, hold on a second.
Thank you. So, Under the Gun Records, how do we find your, how do we follow you guys?
www.underthegunrecords.com. At Instagram, it's at Under the Gun Records. And facebook.com/underthegunrecords.
Right on. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for I cannot believe us. That.
We're on hold right now. Burger Pizza.
He's looking for a wallet. Thinking that you and Alex had hot man sex in the bathroom. Holy shit, I cannot believe this dude is falling
You apart. Think he's going to come back? I mean, I can still hear it. We're on hold right now.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left on the show?
I got some time.
Okay, well.
Do you think it's one of those things where he's just going to leave us on hold until we hang up?
I don't know. Maybe he
I
might.
I feel like he sounded sincere.
He asked what it looked like. I feel like he's looking for it.
Or he could just be listening to everything right now.
If you're listening, can you hear this?
Hey, hey, guy, Purgatory.
Hey, Purgatory Pizza.
That is a negative on the wallet.
Aw, oh, bummer.
You want to leave your information just in case it turns up?
Did he find it, babe?
No, he didn't find it, babe. Oh. I think I'll come in there myself again.
What?
Do
you want to leave your information just in case it turns up?
No, but I'll, yeah, go ahead. Did you hang up on him?
We're out of time.
I thought you were going to say, you were like pointing at yourself like, oh, I got something to say. You just hung up on him.
We're out of time.
That was super rude. All right, let's end this shit.
Tune in next week to A Pint of Cacophony. Chuck Tikowski is joining us.
Yes.
Oh, I'm crazy looking forward to that. It's going to be good stuff. Thank you, Under the Gun Records.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys.
You can follow A Pint of Cacophony on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
Thanks. Yeah, all that shit. So Twitter, it's Pint of Cacophony without the A because
we
don't like the in that one. And Facebook and Instagram, it's at A Pint of Cacophony. Look us up for extra shit.
And subscribe on iTunes, because it's easier if you're lazy. You don't have to worry about downloading our shit every week.
And it's free.
And it's free. Good night, guys.
And you know I love you.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.